anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening in. We invite you to look with us in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift of prayer, the opportunity we have of being able to talk with you and walk with you and spend time in conversation with you every single day. And thank you, Lord, for how that you've directed us in your word. You told us to pray without ceasing. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit, our divine tutor, who teaches us and guides us as to how to really do that and to live that out. Lord, anoint us all afresh today with the spirit of prayer and intercession. Empower us to be the praying warriors you want us to be, and help us to grow tremendously this day in our understanding of the high priority prayer is to be in the life of every believer, every follower of Christ, every warrior in the kingdom of God, and empower us to be believers that walk out that commandment to pray without ceasing each and every day. We thank you, and we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for joining us here on the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Let me remind you once again, we want to continue to remind you and encourage you to go to our website, afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. And there at the website also, you can listen to podcasts, a broadcast maybe that you heard once and want to hear again or that you missed as well. Also, many other helpful tools on the website. Also, I'd like to remind you too that you can download the AFR app to use on a daily basis as well. And that way you can keep up with us whether or not you're in the earshot of a radio as well. Also, our news department, One News Now, is readily available on a mobile app too. So you can use the One News Now mobile app, and it in a very neat and concise way categorizes news and articles from the One News Now website in an easy-to-find format. And so you can keep up with what's going on in the world that way as well. So hope that you'll take advantage of that. Again, the One News Now mobile app is available. It's free, and now it's available to download on your phone's app store. Hope you'll take time to do that. Today, as we look into the Word of God, we're focusing on the topic of praying for your prayer life. You know, the Bible tells us in the Scripture, in fact, the Scripture that we share at the beginning of each broadcast says, don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And also, the passage we read a moment ago in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 specifically says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And also then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 as well, chapter 5, verse 18, the Bible also tells us, pray without ceasing. Now keep in mind, prayer is to be a high priority in the life of every single believer. And the reason why we're focusing specifically on this topic, praying for your prayer life, is because for some believers, sometimes they're a little bit baffled or just not understanding why it seems that it's so difficult. Sometimes it can appear and feel very difficult or hard to pray. You know, there's some things you can do without difficulty. In fact, like typically if a person sits down to watch TV or to get on the internet, to waste time or do any of a number of other things that often people do that really aren't necessarily that productive but that they just want to do, many times it seems like it's so easy. In fact, it's something that's desirable. But on the other hand, again, sometimes, and of course, prayer obviously for a believer should be very, very desirable as well, but sometimes it can seem difficult. Now, why is that true? Well, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20 really give us a lot of insight as to why that is true. Of all the things as a believer that you do in your life, of all the things you do, the activities you carry out, the tasks you do on a given day, the devil will try to come against your prayer life probably more so than anything else you do. Absolutely, again, anything else you do, again, he'll probably oppose and try to attack and try to disturb or shut down your prayer life almost more than anything else. And again, the question needs to be asked, why is that true? Well, keep in mind that same passage we read draws out a powerful truth behind this. Again, Ephesians 6, verse 12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." In other words, you know, the fact is there's the devil, and he has an army of demons that work with him that function in the atmosphere, in the spirit realm, to come against the work and the will of God. You know, the reality is if you could look out your door and see in the spirit realm, out the door of your house, and look into the spirit realm, you'd see lots and lots of angels and demons going to and fro, going back and forth, some often fighting and wrestling with one another, tussling, because there's lots and lots of activity in the unseen realm, in the spirit realm. Like it or not, it's happening all around us every day. The activity is going on, spiritual warfare is going on in your home, it's going on your job, it's going on when you go to church, it's going on when you go to the grocery store, it's going on all around you, everywhere. Sometimes, and in some instances, it's more intense than in other instances. But the fact is, spiritual warfare is a reality of life. And as believers, we're wise to recognize that and to seek to be well-equipped warriors that know how to battle against the kingdom of darkness and to navigate this problem as well. So keep in mind, you and I are wise to pray for God to bless and prosper and empower our prayer life for this reason. One of the most powerful weapons God entrusts to us as believers, spiritual weapons, is the weapon of prayer. Prayer tears down the kingdom of darkness. Prayer shuts down the ability of the devil to do what he seeks to do. Prayer can halt Satan and his demons in their tracks. And so there's so many ways in which when God's people pray, the work of the kingdom of darkness is shut down, disturbed, or just basically shot out of the saddle. So it's very important to understand Satan will oppose prayer tremendously. He'll oppose prayer on a corporate level, you know, with many believers coming together, and he'll oppose prayer in your individual life. Again, when you have, for example, as a believer, when you decide that you're going to make prayer a priority, and as you seek to pray on a daily basis, you may notice that sometimes it just seems like it can be tough to get going. Well, again, the devil will try to make you sleepy when you get ready to pray. He'll try to distract you. He'll try to make you think of probably many, maybe hundreds of other things that he wants you to think you need to be doing when you pray. Why? Because he wants to distract you. He wants to keep you from doing it. And it's very important that you understand that our prayer life is a critical weapon that we need to be using continually in our Christian walk. Note again, two different passages in the New Testament point out that basically they're telling us as believers we need to be praying all the time. Now, again, I want you to notice this. Now, you might think, well, how can we do that? Well, let's look at the scriptures again specifically, and then we'll talk about that more. But again, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Again, it's talking about praying all the time. Now, again, the same question that I mentioned a few moments ago is one that will quickly come to the mind of many a believer. How can you pray all the time? Well, notice, before we try to delve into that a little bit more, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, specifically, listen to these words of wisdom, because again, it's important to understand this. The Lord is not going to tell you to do something you cannot do. He is going to tell you to do some things that you'll need to do in His power and in the power of His Holy Spirit, but He'll never tell you to do something that you simply cannot do. Again, this is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It specifically says, verse 18. It's actually verse 17. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. Well, how do you do that? Well, keep in mind, God calls all of us to learn to live in a prayer mode all the time. A very important truth to recognize as well is that, you know, God calls us, and as we mature in our walk with God, spiritual maturity is, in the spiritual world, is different from maturity in the natural. For example, in the natural, the more mature a person gets, the more independent they are of their parents. They know how to go off on their own, live on their own, and make money and take care of themselves. We see that as being maturity in the natural world, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But when it comes to spiritual things, dependence on the Lord is very, very critical. And it's important that we understand, yes, we're to be highly dependent on the Word of God, on the Spirit of God, and upon God all the time. We're not to strive to be independent of God. In fact, we're never to seek to be independent. We're to seek to live dependently, and it's through our prayer life that we learn to do that. The Word of God does tell us in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. One of the ways we acknowledge God continually is by living in a prayer mode where we're continually in conversation with God as well throughout the day. Now, keep in mind, you know, it doesn't mean that you're to be on your knees 24 hours a day in your bedroom necessarily, obviously, but we're to live in a prayer mode. But it is wise to have a set aside prayer time early in the morning before you leave for work, late at night before you go to bed, or whatever time of day you should have. And you should have that time where you set aside to do nothing else but pray. But then as you get up off your knees and get ready for work or do whatever else you do, continue to converse with God. Continue to be in touch with Him. Continue to talk to Him, praise Him, give Him thanks, ask for His wisdom, His guidance, His grace, His help. That's not, keep in mind, sometimes that's not a lifestyle of weakness by any means. It's a lifestyle of wisdom and strength, because that's the way we're supposed to live. You know, in the Garden of Eden, before Adam and Eve fell, they were in perfect fellowship with God. They were continually in touch with God. They talked with God, conversed with God, and they were in an environment of perfect blessing, an environment of grace. Well, after the fall, man's relationship was broken with God, but when Christ Jesus came, He blessed so that our relationship with God can be restored. And so once a person accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life, we're to seek to live a lifestyle full of prayer, where we're continually talking with God, seeking His counsel, seeking His help, seeking His wisdom in all circumstances. And it takes the Holy Spirit to help us to learn how to live in a prayer mode all the time. So again, our topic today is praying for your prayer life. We'll continue this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Do you wish wish that you could see it all made new. We do. Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming?
Andrew Peterson, the song, Is He Worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic of praying for your prayer life, and we're going to take a moment now to do just that. It's so important that we understand that your prayer life is a very, very critically important part of the life of your walking with God, your Christian life, and it's one of the most powerful weapons against the kingdom and the work of the kingdom of darkness. Father, thank you, Lord, for every listener listening today. Thank you, Lord, for the body of Christ all over the world. Thank you for the opportunity you give us to be able to come to you in prayer each and every day. And thank you for the opportunity you give us to be able to walk with you in prayer throughout the day. And thank you for your Holy Spirit, who is our divine tutor that teaches us and empowers us in our prayer lives. Thank you, and we praise you, Father, for the privilege and the gift of prayer. Father, anoint us all today afresh with the spirit of prayer and intercession. Empower us more and more to be the mighty prayer warriors you want us to be. Help us to be believers that are faithful in prayer, that are diligent in prayer, who will take seasons and times where we go apart to do nothing but pray. But again, more and more teach us and empower us to walk and to do what you've told us, to pray without ceasing. Lord, we need your wisdom and your grace to be able to do that wisely and effectively. Help us, Lord, to faithfully do that every single day. And Lord, thank you for helping us to be hearers and doers of your word in this matter and in all areas of our lives. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, as I've mentioned, we're looking today at the topic of praying for your prayer life. And I want to remind you once again, please do email us at jparker@afa.net to get some of the prayer tools we provide. One of the reasons why we encourage you to get these and encourage you to both use them in your own walk with the Lord and for your family, and also we encourage you when you get them, forward them to any and everyone the Holy Spirit directs you to share them with. Why? Because it seems that everyone sometimes needs help and encouragement in their prayer life. Absolutely every believer in every situation under every circumstance. Why? Because again, keep in mind, the devil comes against prayer, period. But also keep in mind, God always is wanting us to increase in our life of prayer. The fact is, keep in mind in the book of Luke chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples.'" Now, of course, the disciples of Jesus specifically asked him to teach them how to pray. Now, keep in mind, how many other places in Scripture do you find that the disciples of Jesus specifically asked him to teach them about certain things? I don't recall ever finding a place in Scripture where it says the disciples asked Jesus, "Teach us how to preach. Teach us how." In fact, there aren't many things they specifically requested as far as being taught to do. But here, they specifically ask him to teach them how to pray. Now, notice also, apparently, John the Baptist also taught his disciples how to pray. Now, why would Jesus need to teach his disciples how to pray? And why would John the Baptist need to teach his disciples how to pray as well? Well, because number one, prayer is very, very important to everything in the kingdom of God. We should never take it lightly. It's sad when you have believers that think of prayer as a nice little something you tack on to the end of an activity or that you do at the beginning of an activity. No, prayer is to be foundational to everything we do because, again, prayer is our privilege and opportunity to ask God, to invite God into our circumstances, into the challenges we're dealing with, the storms we may be encountering. We can invite God into the events and the different circumstances of our lives, and we're wise to do it continually because we need a lot of help. We need a lot of help. You know, in the book of Psalm 23, it starts out with these words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And this passage, but again, many other places in Scripture, God clearly refers to us as being sheep. Now, that's very, very significant, and there's a lot of wisdom and insight behind that. Why would God refer to us as being like sheep? Well, I think for very good reason is because sheep are heavily dependent on their shepherd. Sheep typically won't last long without a shepherd. Sheep, in and of themselves, are very defenseless animals. You know, I think of this, that wolves have their teeth as weapons, and you think of skunks have their smell as weapons, and many animals have built-in defense systems or ability to defend themselves. But sheep are very vulnerable. They have very little with which to defend themselves. So sheep desperately need a shepherd. And you and I are wise to live fully dependent on the shepherd. On the other hand, a skillful shepherd can fight off most any kind of predator that may try to come against the sheep. And we have the great shepherd. We have God, our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, our shepherd, and they know how to fully defend us as we learn to depend on God our Father. So we can depend on the Lord for protection, for help, for guidance, for grace, for help in time of need. So our prayer life is the tool whereby we look to God and whereby we appropriate his help, his guidance, his wisdom, his counsel in life. So we're wise to be fully dependent on the shepherd and staying in close fellowship with him largely through our prayer life. Now, keep in mind, the reality is this is true also. prayer and the definition of prayer is much broader than most of us realize. Yes, prayer is talking to God, but also prayer is not only talking to God, prayer is also listening to God. Prayer is also walking in an intimate fellowship relationship with God as well. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the truest sense of the word, you could say that his whole life was a prayer. Jesus continually was in fellowship with God the Father, and he's the one human being that walked the earth that never, ever deviated from the will of God. Not a single second, not a single moment. But as we walk with God in prayer, prayer is a tool that helps us to stay in fellowship, helps us to walk in obedience, because prayer helps us to look to God for counsel, for guidance, for strength, for encouragement, for understanding as to how to be on the offense as well as to be on defense when it comes to walking with God. So it's important that we learn how to be the people of prayer that God wants us to be. So you and I are wise to pray every day for the Lord to anoint us afresh. Each and every day, we're wise to say, Lord, I ask that you'd anoint me afresh today with the spirit of prayer. Help me to spend the time in prayer you want me to do. And help me, Lord, also to pray without ceasing throughout today. And remember, the Holy Spirit, who is our divine tutor, he'll teach you how. He'll help you to do it. But we are wise to ask for that help. Why? Because, again, the Bible says, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. So we're wise to pray. Now, you may say, well, do we have to pray every day? Well, actually, we do. We really do. In fact, in the Lord's Prayer, the prayer of the Lord Jesus taught his disciples after they asked, he, amongst other things, one of the things that truths that come out of the prayer is that it is to be a daily prayer. One of the lines specifically says, give us day by day our daily bread. So this is a prayer to be prayed every single day. Every day we're to ask for the help of the Father, and he is glad to give us the help, but we have to ask. Now, again, if you want to ask the question, well, why do we have to ask? Well, that's one of those questions you need to ask the Lord when you get to heaven. Be sure you get there. But when you get to ask him, Lord, why do we have to pray every day? And God will have if he chooses to answer you, he always has an answer for every issue, every concern. But the fact is, for right now, whether you understand why or not, don't worry about it. Just do what God says. Pray without ceasing. Father, thank you again for the opportunity that we have of being able to pray to you every day. Thank you for the chance as men and women, as fathers, as mothers, as grandfathers, as grandmothers, as boys and girls. Thank you for the opportunity to pray every single day. Lord, guide us to be, help us to walk in the wisdom that would encourage us to be prayerful and to live in a prayer mode all the time. Father, we need so much counsel, so much wisdom, so much insight. And you've let us know if we would but ask, you're a God that answers prayer. Help us to be people that live that way each and every day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, in that same passage in Luke chapter 11, again, the first verse says, now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Verses 1 through 4, Luke chapter 11. So the Lord taught his disciples the Lord's Prayer, and you and I are wise to pray the Lord's Prayer every single day. Why is that important? Because again, if Jesus took the time to teach his disciples that prayer, you and I are disciples of Jesus as well, as followers of Christ. And so we're wise to pray that prayer every single day. But also keep in mind, we're wise to pray other prayers that are found in Scripture as well. You know, in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, we find the prayer of Jabez. It's a short prayer, but it's a powerful prayer. We're wise to pray it every single day as well. Let's take a moment to do that now. Father, thank you for today. Lord, bless each one of us indeed. Expand our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon each of us. Keep us from evil that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now keep in mind, the prayers that you find in Scripture, most all of them are relatively short, but they're powerful tools that help to build the kingdom of God and to further the work and the will of God. Remember, all of the Bible is the will of God. And so when you pray the Word of God, you're praying the will of God. And also, whenever you pray, even prayers that may not come directly from Scripture, you and I are to pray according to the Word and the will of God. Remember this, prayer is not a blank check. You know, you could ask for certain things and God is never going to give them to you, because if it's not the will of God, if it doesn't line up with the will of God, don't look for God to give it to you at all. God will say no to a lot to believers that pray outside of His will, because God is not going to bless you with something outside of His will. So prayer is not a blank check. Prayer is to be according to and in line with the Word of God and the will of God. That's why reading and studying the Word of God and obeying it will help you live so that more and more of your prayers will be answered. Why? Because if you pray according to the will of God, God is going to answer prayer that's according to His Word and according to His will. So we're wise to do that as well. Also, another prayer that I would challenge and encourage every believer to pray every single day is to pray the Ten Commandments every day. You know, the Ten Commandments are found in their entirety in Exodus chapter 20 and in Deuteronomy chapter 5. We're coming up on a break and we'll pick up on the other side. Today we're looking at the topic of praying for your prayer life. We'll be right back.
Our Father, which art in heaven, yeah, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done
on earth as it is in heaven.
Group, the song simply entitled The Prayer. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're looking today at the topic of praying for your prayer life, and we're challenging you that you'll every day pray for God to anoint and bless and prosper your prayer life. Again, I want to remind you, the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, pray without ceasing, but remember, we can't do that without the help of the Holy Spirit, and we're wise to pray daily that the Holy Spirit would teach us and empower us to live that way, to pray without ceasing. Again, why is that so important? Because remember, your prayer life is one of the most powerful weapons you have against the kingdom of darkness, against the devil and his kingdom of darkness. Keep in mind, intercessors, people that are faithful prayer warriors, are to the devil, they're like terrorists to the devil. And he's going to try to take them out or discourage them or get rid of them or trip them up as best he can, because keep in mind, faithful prayer warriors, intercessors, do much damage to the work of the kingdom of darkness. Faithful prayer warriors destroy fortresses and strongholds in the kingdom of darkness every single day. Every day, prayer warriors and intercessors intercept the work of the kingdom of darkness in so many ways. And so Satan is continually trying to shut down the prayer lives of believers, to discourage believers from praying, from keeping believers from really taking prayer serious, because he himself realizes prayer is dangerous to him and his kingdom. So he's going to try to take out or stop or discourage or shut down the prayer life of as many believers as he possibly can. So keep in mind, your prayer life is very important to the work and the will and the kingdom of God. It's extremely important. Every believer's prayers make a difference. Don't ever make the mistake of thinking, well, as long as the pastors and the missionaries and the church leaders are praying, mine aren't that big a deal. That's the wrong way to think. Every soldier in the kingdom of God is called to be a prayer warrior, and all of our prayers make a difference. Just as a nation, the U.S. or any nation, raises up an air force, God is wanting to raise up a prayer force, a force of believers that take prayer very, very seriously and that will pray for the concerns and the issues of the kingdom of God. It's very important that you and I be serious about our prayer lives. Again, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, pray without ceasing. Why would God say that? Prayer is so important. It's so important to everything in the kingdom of God. I'm reminded of a true and a powerful story found in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 17, starting at verse 8, it says, now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, choose us some men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called its name, the Lord is my banner. For he said, because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Verses 8 through 16, Exodus chapter 17. A powerful story with many powerful life lessons for every believer. Keep in mind, Israel went into battle against Amalek, and the Amalekite army was fighting against the Israelite army. And Moses and Aaron and Hur had gone up to the top of the hill, and Moses would hold up the rod of God in his hand. And the rod of God represented the anointing of God that goes forth through prayer. And so it was like God, it was like intercession was happening as Moses would hold up his rod. But when his arm got tired and he would let the rod down again, the effect and the blessing that would coming through the rod would cease. Well, of course, the story explains that when Moses would hold up his rod, the Israelite army would prevail against the Amalekite army. But when Moses got tired and let the rod down, the Amalekites would begin to win and defeat the Israelite army down on the battlefield. And so Moses, with the help of Hur and Aaron, they came together to help keep the rod up steadily. And Israel defeated the Amalekites on the battlefield. But remember this, there's some powerful and very critical lessons for every believer to learn from this very important account in Scripture. All of us, again, the battles that we fight in our own lives and the lives of our children, the lives of our family, the lives of our community, our state, our nation, our world. Spiritual battles are won or lost every day, largely not so much by the people that are on the battlefront per se. They're won in the prayer closets of many intercessors. Many believers coming together to pray for the work and the will of God are actually winning battles all over the world, or battles are being lost because of the prayerlessness of the people of God. Keep in mind, we will win many battles, and we do win many battles as we take prayer seriously and spend significant time praying for issues and concerns and matters that come up in the world, praying for leaders or for those who are in authority, praying about things going on in the news or things going on in the world, praying for countries that need to hear the gospel and praying for the work and the will of God to go forward, it's critical that you and I really take prayer very, very serious. My email, once again, if you want to order the Kingdom Prayers prayer tool, I encourage you, please email us to get it, because it's a wonderful tool that will help you to become a much more effective prayer warrior. Also, there are a few other prayer tools that we have available. The email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. I'm not able to overemphasize how important it is that you and I take our prayer lives seriously, so much so that every day you pray for God to bless and prosper your prayer life. Because remember, when you ask God to help you, He will. And prayer, amongst other things, prayer releases the Holy Spirit to work. The Holy Spirit knows how to empower your prayer life. He knows how to help and encourage and strengthen you in your prayer life. But you need to ask. Because if you don't ask, many times there's help and strength and empowerment available that you won't get because you didn't ask. The Bible says you have not because you ask not in the book of James chapter 4. You have not because you ask not. And all of us need to pray for God to bless and prosper our prayer lives. On the Kingdom sheet that we want you to email us to get, I've mentioned the prayer of Jabez. And I've mentioned also praying the Lord's Prayer and of course, praying the Ten Commandments as well. Let's take a moment. We're going to pray the Ten Commandments now. Father, thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you for us as the Church of Jesus Christ. Thank you for us as a nation. Help us all to put you first. Help us as the church and as the nation and as individuals to make no graven images. Help us to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us, Lord, to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, please email us at jparker@afa.net, and we'd be glad to send you the prayer tool. Again, jparker@afa.net. It's very important that you and I pray not just for our own lives and the lives of our immediate family. Very much, it's very important that you pray for yourself and your family, of course. But, you know, we need to be praying about the kingdom concerns. Just like in the Lord's Prayer, we're taught to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." It's important that we're praying for God's will to be done in the earth. And it's important that we not pray selfishly and self-centeredly, where we only pray for ourselves and our challenges, our problems, our difficulties. There's a powerful story found in the book of Isaiah, chapters 38 and 39. It tells about one of the good kings of Israel, but of the good kings of Judah. But at the same time, he was a king that really had some spiritual growing to do as well. Hezekiah, at a certain point in time in his life, was told by the prophet Isaiah, by the direction of God, that put your house in order, you're going to die. Well, Hezekiah takes time. He turns his face to the wall and prays and asks God for mercy and for more time. And God hears his prayer and answers him. God grants him 15 more years as king. So Hezekiah prays fervently and God answers his prayer. But then a little later, Hezekiah has some visitors from Babylon to come, and he shows them his treasury and shows them much of the treasury that Judah owns. And when Isaiah confronts Hezekiah about it, Hezekiah lets Isaiah know, I'm showing him our treasury. And Isaiah wants to know, what have you shown him? And he says, I've shown him everything I have. And Isaiah lets him know, one day they're going to come and take all your treasure, and your descendants will become eunuchs and servants in the house of Babylon. Well, Hezekiah has a sad reaction. His reaction is, well, at least it won't happen in my lifetime. Isaiah has let him know that it won't happen in his lifetime, and Hezekiah is very relieved at that, and he's grateful, well, at least it won't happen in my lifetime. That's sad because that's a selfish reaction. Just like he prayed for himself when he was told it was time to die, he should have said, I need to pray fervently that for mercy, that maybe God will change his mind and protect my children, my grandchildren, my great-grands from this calamity that could come their way. But it doesn't indicate that he prays at all about that. He simply is grateful that it won't happen in his lifetime. You and I should not be selfish in our prayer lives. We should pray every day much for our nation and pray for our neighbors and others that ask us to pray, and Pray for the gospel to go forward into all nations. Pray that God would send forth laborers into all the nations of the world. Pray for the issues and the concerns of the kingdom of God. Pray for missionaries. Why? Because praying selfishly is so tragically wrong. We're called to pray, yes, for ourselves and our families, but we need to pray much for the issues and the concerns of the kingdom of God. Once again, the email to get the Kingdom Prayers prayer tool is jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. Well, it's about 9 biblically based prayers that you'll find in this prayer tool. One, the initial one is a prayer for salvation. If someone listening is not saved, today is a good day to get saved. You can simply pray this prayer, which contains the wisdom of the gospel behind it. You can pray this prayer and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But also, some of the other prayers included are, of course, the Lord's Prayer, as we talked about earlier, the prayer of Jabez. But also, there are other prayers that we're wise to pray on a daily basis as well. Another prayer based on simply asking for wisdom, like Solomon asked for in 1 Kings chapter 3, we're wise to pray and ask God daily for wisdom. Because, you know, on any given day, you and I can do things more effectively and more wisely and more fruitfully if we ask God for wisdom to do it. And we're wise to ask God for wisdom to do our jobs or do what we do more effectively because the Holy Spirit can help you to do it. And even if you're excellent in your field or with whatever you do, did you know that if you ask God for wisdom, no matter how good you are, the Holy Spirit can help you do it even better. The Holy Spirit knows how to do that. In fact, we don't get to the end of how effective we can be if we just ask for the wisdom and grace to be more effective. The Holy Spirit can always outdo what he did yesterday if you ask him to do that. So we're wise to ask for wisdom. Also, we're wise to pray the prayer like Isaiah prayed. In Isaiah chapter 6, he prayed, "Lord, here I am. I'm available. Send me." That's a good prayer for you and I to pray as well, found in Isaiah chapter 6. Again, the email to get the prayer tool, jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Please email us. We'd be glad to send it to you to help bolster and encourage your prayer life. We've been looking today at the topic of praying for your prayer life. Remember to pray and ask God to bless it every single day. Hope you'll do that. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.